Today is Daf Yud Amud Beis. We're learning tonight over here with the Holy Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael Lehman Shlita. Marcus Lehman II, famous holy person, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Yisrael V'Hagoyle. He's the Amud Hayimini in the Patish HaChozok. The Amud Hayimini in the Patish HaChozok of the Klal Yisrael. Man Ton Hot Rabbanan, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Who is the Tana? Who is the Tana? Loha for the following the Tonu Rabbanon that the holy rabbis learned. Call Hasharim Shahisham Loha Ilham Muzuzah Chutz Mishar Nikanor. In the Beis Hamikdash there was no mezuzah except Shai Nikanor. The gate of Nikanor Shalifnim Mimanu Lushkas Parhedrin. Because when they go into Shai Nikanor, when you keep on going straight, you're going to hit Shar the Parhedrin. And there is where the Kohen Gadol lived. He dwelt for 7 days. So therefore, it was the bias. The Beis HaMikdash needs a mezuzah. Because the Beis HaMikdash was a home of residence for a person. And any time a Ba'al Makom is a residence, then you go need a mezuzah. The moment he wants to say, now you know the time of Leila, let's say Rabban, he's the Rabban of Leila, Rabbi Yehuda, why? Did Rabbi Yehuda, he gufa, the Lishkas Parhedrin does not require gzera. Does not require a gzera. Why does not el gzera? Gzera. Why? Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lishkas Parhedrin, according that was I guess the previous staff, there's a machlokes that the Lishkas Parhedrin requires a mezuzah, and the Gemara there says that it does not. Must machlokes because the dira sarai. Now maybe we should go back to a few more lines. Want to go back a few more lines over here? No, we're not going to go back. Okay, we're not going to go back, but the more here says Rabbi Yehuda says dira bal korche lo shma dira. I'm sorry, it's the Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda says as fast. Mer de gevart, smam shapel de gevart. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you live in a place by your force, jail, prison. Okay, this machlokes is a person. Here's a shaila. Do they have mezuzos in prison? It's a makom where a person is forced to live. Is that called the dira? So it's machlekes the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, any makom that someone is forced to live, that's nishta makom. That's not called the dira. A dira means voluntary. You don't go force a person into a dira. A person has to want on his own to live in the dira. Memela, that's why in a prison, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no mezuzah. By extension, the lishkas parhedrin, when the Kohen Gadol lived in there for 7 days, that was not by choice. The Kohen Gadol was sequestered in the Lishkas Parhedrin, not by his own volition. He was forced because that's what he has to do. So there's no requirement to have a mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin. If there's no need to have on the Lishkas Parhedrin, certainly there's not going to be a need to have on Shar Nikanor, which leads into Lishkas Parhedrin. So inside the Gemara here says, Call Hashem lohoy lohem mezuzah chutz mishal nikanar shlofnim yemenu shlofnim yemenu nikanar lishkas parhedrin leimel et aseir abon hiv lohoy lohoy Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbi Yehuda he gufa gzer v'ana nekem nigzer gzer l'gzera. The Gemara says no, I feel ten Rabbi Yehuda, why? Shekulacha de gzera, he is all one gzera. Ein achanami, there's no need nikar didn't have a mezuzah on shah and lishkas parhedrin because he was forced, but everyone agrees they had a mezuzah because of a gzera. What's the gzera? It doesn't look good. Okay, it just doesn't look proper. So it's not, you don't make a bracha. Now, if it was, you make a bracha. Once already they had the mezuzah mishum gzera, that it shouldn't look off. So part of the kulacha de gzera was to have a mezuzah in all of the doorways that led into Lishkas Parhedrin. Is that clear?
Yep.
Gvalak, next piece of Gemara. Ton Rabbanon b'shorecha, it says in the pasuk b'shorecha chasavton mezuzos, So what's the meaning of the pasuk b'sharecha? Echad shari batim, echad shari chatzeres, echad shari medinos, v'echad shari ayores. Four different examples: a bayis, a chotzer, a medina, and the ear. The ear has many medinos. Whole medina, medina, v'cholir v'ehehehir. Okay. They're not the same. There's a medina and there's an ear. Yesh bochem choybas mitzvah lamakoyim mishum shenema uchasavtom al mezuzois beisecha uvi sharecha. It's b'loshen rabim. And your gates, b'loshen rabim, there's a yud. Uvish orecha, there's a yud. in between the Reish and the Chaf, which makes the word into Lashon Rabim, according to Hebrew grammar, and that means in all of your gates, including the gates of your bayis, the gates of your chotzer, of your medina, and the ear. Uvachol medina, medina, uvachol ear, ve'ir. Vayit, amalei abayil Rav Safra, hanei abulei d'mechoyza. The word abulei means the gate of mechoyza. My time alay of the rabbanon mezuzah. Why do the rabbis not put a mezuzah? Amalei told me the answer, hanu these. Chizuk la'akra. The reason why there's no is because these things, this is a chizuk la'akra. It's a strong binyan. Chizuk la'akra. What does that mean? It means a binyan that's strong. The kuve, and its name is kuve hu davide. The purpose of this gate is not. It's not used as a Pesach. It's only used for strength. Okay, there's some type of kuve
to support something above it.
Ah, it's there to fire. It's not there meant as an entranceway. It's only there. It's a shar that's meant to be as a support to what's above. My told him, honey, these gates are chizuk le'akra. They're just a strength for the binyan that's above it. Okay, for the chizuk akra means the structure that is above it, and therefore who laakra, which is built upon it, the kuve, hu davide. Kuve is a name of a structure. It's a name of an upper structure. Here in the Mefarish, it says in Oysu Yudbeis, it says it's really what Rashi says. Just it's there for strength of the upper structure, hu davide, and that's why you do not. It's not meant for exit and entrance. You do not need a mezuzah. Amar lei, so he said to him, akra de kuve gufa tiboy mezuzah. Why? The akra de kuve, which means the structure that's above it, that should require mezuzah. So isba diro l'shoimer beis ho'asurin, because it has a guard, there's a guard. That so in other words, if this whole thing is only a structure, but it's a support for what's above it, so what? The rule is anything that leads into another reshus, where you have a mezuzah, it requires a mezuzah. And what's above should require a mezuzah because the person who's living there, the Atanan, learned the Mishnah, Beis HaKnesses, Sheyesh by Beis Dira, Lechazan, HaKnesses, Chayeves, B'mezuzah. Anytime you have a entranceway which leads into a Mokum where there is a Dira, requires a mezuzah even on the most exterior entranceway. Just like in the Beis HaKnesses, if in the Beis HaKnesses there is a side room where the Chazan lives and sleeps, then there is a need for a mezuzah on all of the entranceways leading into the place where the chazan lives. So too, when it comes over here to this prison, since there's a guardian, yeah, this is very fascinating. This stuff learning against the backdrop of what's going on in American society of abolition. Defund the police. And here we're learning how feichba the kulaba, we're learning about a prison. A prison is a necessary evil in this world. You cannot remove the prison. You cannot defund the police. Otherwise, there will be anarchy. The reason why there is no mezuzah is because if you put a mezuzah on the entranceway to the jail, people are going to think it's a kishuf. They're not going to know what's in the mezuzah. They're going to think the mezuzah is some type of kishuf. And it's going to become a sakana. The Taya, living in the Braisa, mezuzah siyochi nivdek es pa'am b'shavua. The mezuzah of an individual is checked twice a year, twice in 7 years. The shalrabim is checked pa'amayim b'yevel twice in 70 years. Why? The Omar, why? Because... Fine, let's see, fine. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maise Be'ar Tovin, the name of a place, Echad, one, Be'ar Tovin, with regard to Echad, one person, Shohoye Boydek Mezuz Bashuk Ho'elyon Shaltzipar, he found a castor, Echad, and a castor, an officer, saw him checking the mezuzah on the gate of the city, and he thought the castor, the officer thought that the person that was checking the mezuzah was engaging in some type of black magic, and he was arrested. V'natal mimenu elef zuz, and he was fined 1,000 zuz. So what do you see over here? that it's not a good idea to check a mezuzah or even to put up a mezuzah in a public place because people are going to suspect that you are engaging in kishuf. You know, is for example, let's say Chabad wants to give a mezuzah to put a mezuzah on the door of the Oval Office. The Secret Service will think that in the mezuzah is some type of technology where they're eavesdropping on the president. So it's not always good to put, that's the equivalent today of kishuf. It's not always good to put a mezuzah in a public place because people are going to think the wrong thing. Next, how could it be this person? How could it be this person that he was checking the mezuzah and he almost was killed because of the kastar, but he was engaging in a mitzvah? We have a principle that a person that does a mitzvah is going to be protected. The Gemara says, the barvus, the answer of Chazal is, whenever it's kedia hezeka, it's likely for there to be hezek, then we do not see the principle over there. We don't see the principle that shluchei mitzvah einan nizakin shayin v'siv. It's in the pasuk, v'yom Shmuel eich elech. Shmuel was sent on a mission to go and anoint David. Shmuel said, how could I go? It's sakana. If Shaul will find out that I'm rebelling against him by going to appoint a new melech in his place, he will kill me. How could I go? Oh, what kind of question is that? Hashem is sending you on an agency. That's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do Hashem's will. So why are you afraid that you're going to die? The answer is, hezeka shchicha. Wherever hezeka shchicha, you do not say the principle of shluchei mitzvah einan nizakin. Eglas Bakar, so Hashem said, you're right, take with you an animal, go in disguise. We have a subterfuge, some type of a disguise that you're not going to get caught, be suspected of committing a crime. Eglas Bakar Tikach Biyatcha V'yamarta, and you shall say, Lizbech L'Hashem Basi, and no one's going to suspect you. Next Gemara, Tanya Rekahana Kami Rav Yehuda, Beis Tevin, Ubeis Bakar, Ubeis Ha'itzim, Ubeis Ha'itzaris. Let's say you have a place where you store straw, a place where you store the animals, the place where you store wood, the place where you store yayin, the yitzaris is yayin. What is the halacha? Four different examples. These four locations, it says here in the Gemara Beferish, cannot deny what it says, are peturin, mena mezuzah. You know why? Mibnei shehanoshim ne'oisos bohen. Noshim, they beautify themselves in these locations. Strike the Gemara, what does it mean, the word ne'oisos? My, what does it mean? The Gemara says, Roichatzois. They bathe, so they're not tsunua. And therefore, it's not appropriate that the mezuzah should be exposed in a place where the nashim are not tsunua. The reason why you're not allowed to put up a mezuzah is because they bathe. It's halstama. Chayavim. Oh, yatanya, refes baka, betur, and a mezuzah. A stable is pot no matter what. Even though nashim do not come there. El of the angels, my neoisois. It means miskash tois. They use spices. And therefore, what's the question? In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, if they also, that means they use besom, that's not a tashim shal bezoyin. So you should be allowed to have a mezuzah. V'yachi k'tani, af al pi shanoshim miskash tois bohen, piturin. You know why? Even though noshim, the only thing they do in these locations is they put on perfume, and they're always dressed in these locations, B'derech Tznius, still, they're still exempt. Why are they exempt? Because it's not a place of living. Okay, it appears the reason why they're not, this is even though Noshim are Miskash Tois Bohen, and you would think maybe that should be enough to be Mechayivit in a Mezuzah, because it's a Mokom which has a function of a human being, and that should automatically upgrade it to a makom where it's chayvin a mezuzah mash blon. The only time you chayvin a mezuzah is only the person actually lives there. They sleep there. They eat there. They conduct their daily affairs there, but stama zoy not. Next piece of Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana. Amar Rav Kahana. Hanoshim is Amar Rav Kahana. He's asking a kasha. Shehanoshim is kasha esbochem peturin. Can you really suggest that just because noshim that you're telling me what the potter? But in a chanami, if taka, you're telling me that noshim are miskashtes, then you should be chayif. Because you're telling you, refis baka, ptur ben ha-mezuzah, but v'sha noshim miskashtes, but chayif ha-mezuzah. We have another braisa that says explicitly that if noshim, they use a location for kishut, for beautification, being that they're dressed tznius, and it's being used by a human being, it's chayif ha-mezuzah. So we have a stira. You just concluded by telling me the word ne'oisois means miskashtos. And what were you telling me? That you're potter. Why you're potter? Because miskashtos is not significant enough to make the makom choshuv to require a mezuzah. But stated in the other brayse, a pumfakert, that a makom, that it's enough if nashim are miskashtos, even though they don't live there, to mechayev the makom in a mezuzah. Ella may yislach lemeima. What's going to be the answer to this contradiction? Miskashtos tanoihi. You know what? You have no choice but to say that miskashtos is a machlokes tanoim. If that's called a tashmish, that's choshuv enough to require a mezuzah, lididi nami stomo, I will tell you that a bias tanoihi is going to be a machlokes tanoim. What do we mean? I'm going to tell you also when it comes to other type of boy, going to be a machlokes tanoim. What do we mean? The title of the braisa, bebeisecha, it says beisecha beischo hamiyuchud l'cho. It says beisecha your house. Prat lebeis atevin lebeis abakol lebeis vaitzim lebeis vaitzor shabtu minam minam mezuzah. The yesh mechayvin. So over here, he's saying over here is just like when it comes to the sugya we have over here. You have a sugya machloikis. When it comes to a beis atevin, beis abakor, and beis vaitzim lebeis vaitzorois. These locations, the Gemara now is introducing now a new drasha. It says the word beisecha, the possessive, or the word cha, it must be for you, for your purposes, not for the purpose of nasha, not for the purpose of anything else but you. And therefore, these locations which are used for straw, for wine, for food, things like that, it's not for you, memelis potter. But it says here in the braisa of yesh mechayvin, there's a tana that says you are chayv. Be'emes amru beis hakisei ubeis haburski, beis hakisei beis haburski. Burski is lidu tannery shop where there's a horrible odor of the hides. Ubeis hamerchatz ubeis hatzvila v'shanoshem ne'osois bohen piturin min hamezuzah. So because in these places it's repulsive the odor, or noshem not dressed properly. And over here from this price, it appears that this price understands the word ne'oisos means to bathe. They beautify themselves by bathing. And bathing, they're not sanua. Memela, it's not a place to have a mezuzah. Rav Kahana mataris l'tamei. Rav Yehuda mataris l'tamei. And we'll give another answer. Rav Kahana mataris l'tamei. Beischa, your bias, beischa, b'yuchad l'cha peral l'beis ha-tevin, l'beis ha-bok, l'beis ha-yitzim, l'beis ha-yitzor, shabdu min ha-mezuzah, b'stam. V'yesh shemachayvim b'stam. Be'emes amru. Shabes Akise, Besa Bruski, Besa Berchas, Besa Tzvila, Shanoshim, Shanoshim, Neosos Bahem. Oh my, what is the word Neosos? It means Roichatsois. It's the fairish in the brass, the word Neosos means they bathe. Arbtrim and Amazoza, Ihachi, Haime Merchats. It's Zel Bzachas the Merchats. What do you have to say if you're telling the bathing Neosos is to bathe? They already said that in the Besa, in the Merchats Yapater. And for the Gemara, Ashmin and Merchats, the Rambi, Ashmin Merchats, the Yachid. There are tzvei mine merchats. Two different types of merchats. There's the Yochid and the Rabim. The Sal, Kedet Chamina, Merchats, Ram, the Dofesh, Zuhamei. A Shul Mikvah. A lot of people come. There's a Nofesh, Zuhamei. The stench is a Zoy Grois. But then there's going to be the Halachas going to be that you're going to be part of a mezuzah. Avol, merchats, the Yochid. The Lord, Nafir Zuhamei, Emo, Lechai Bezuzu, Chai Bezuzu, Kamashla, you don't say that. Rabbi Yudom says to me, what does he say? Yachi Tani, Beiska, 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 Beis Akise, Beis Aburski, Beis Amerchats, Beis Atzilo, Afal Pish, Shanoshim, Miskashlis, Bachem, Pitum, Mezuzo, Mishum de Novish Zuhamei. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Huda, fragt die Gemara, Rabbi Huda, Stama, Diri Yaakov Potter. But let's say you have Stam, Beis Amerchats, Beis Akise, all these Mekoymois, Yigmi Potter. Of Yatanya, Bisharecha, the Echot Shari, Bot, Vyechot Shari, Chatzes, Vyechot Shari, Medina, Vyechot Shari, Arroyos, Vyechot Shari, Lulun, Maspain. The oitzros yayin, the oitzros shemen chayavin b'mezuzah. We have a stira, one place we have a drasha beischa to be ma'id, and over here I'm just made to be ma'arbe. Yachal ha'atim shani ma'arbe shi ma'arbe af beischar aksadra. I shi ma'arbe also the beischar, a beischar kama. A beischar is the bias that they make for the watchman outside. like these security little boxes they have now from all the yeshivas. They have these little security chambers. I would think we should be mechay of these things in mezuzah, right? Yochel, I would think mechay of these things. We should be mechay of these things in mezuzah. Furthermore, achsadra umir peset, also umir peset. Achsadra. Now, what is a beis shar? Is a little enclosed chamber. An achsadra is an open porch. Umir peset it has no walls. So Nachsadra at least has three walls. Amir Peset does not have even three walls. That's only one wall, the back wall to the house. But it's open on the other sides. How do you know that these locations are also chayv in the mezuzah? Talmud says word bayis. Uchasavtam al mezuzos beisecha. From the word ma bayis miyuchid ledira. So too, yatsu elu to exclude this she'ein miyuchadim ledira. It says al mezuzos beisecha. An achsadra mirpeset and the beishar is not called the bayis, so the potter. Yatsu elu she'ein miyuchadim the name miyuchadim ledira. Yachal shenimar be'afes akise ubeis aburski ubeis amerchatz ubeis atvilut hamoloimar bayis ma bayis osui lekovoid. I've called covered. Yes, it is shame as soon as covered. Yah, Shri Marbe of Harabayis, the Halashochais, the Lishkas, the Mesa Migdosh, the Azores Tamalomar, Tamalomar Bias, Mabayis Shuchoil. A bias is a mundane location. I've called Shuchol. Yatsu to exclude all of these places, Shane Kodesh. So what do we take out of this whole sugya? We take out of this sugya klor diburim that everyone holds that these places are part of a mezuzah. The place of a beis hamerchatz. It says here beferish, a beis hamerchatz, a beis hatzvila, is potur. Why is it potur? Because of the word bayis. A bayis is meant for kovoid, not for bezoyon. Memeil, a beis hamerchatz is potur. So this is a direct contradiction we learned before that says that a beis hamerchatz is chayiv. So the Gemara says, you're right, to Yufta and Nechanam, we have succeeded in shlugging up the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael, you with me?
I'm here.
Does this make sense to you, this Gemara?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
One second, just leave, well, let me just go to my eyes. Mamish can't keep my eyes up. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 moment, please. 1 moment, please. Please, 1 moment. I have to do something to wake up. I don't know why I'm always so tired. Always so tired. I don't know what I'm going to do it myself. So tired. All right, let's now proceed. Let us now proceed to the next section of the Talmud. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda kamed Rav Shishut Shadim patur minash mezuzah. There are 6 gates that are exempt from mezuzah. What are the 6 gates? There are 6 types of chambers that are exempt. Number one over here is going to be the base hateven. Dos is the erster zach. Number two is the base habokar. Okay, straw, animals, ubeis ha'etzim, wood, ubeis Hoitzoros, Yayin. The Shar Hamodi. What is a Shar Hamodi? It's a gate that looks like the gates they make in Modai, and that means it's round. An arch. A gate that does not have a lintel on top, but instead is round. Around. The Gemara is going to elaborate more what exactly this means exactly in a few moments. The Shar Hamodi, the Shar She'enei Mikoire, a gate. It has no roof. Okay, we're going to come back in a few moments what it means, Shamadi. It means it's round, it's an arch. Vashar, Sha'in, Mukaira, it has no roof. There's no mashkef at all. It's just 2 posts. You enter through the 2 posts, there is nothing on top of it. Vashar, number 6. Vashar, Sha'in, Gavoya, Asada, Tvachim. A shar that's not 10 Tvachim tall. Now the Gemara says, Omalei. posacht b'shisha v'solacht b'shiva. There are three types of people in this world. Those who know how to count and those who don't. You start off with six and you concluded with seven. Amalei shar hamodi tanoihi. Delete from the list of the six, of the seven, delete the shar hamodi, which is the shar which is a round arch, because the truth is this is subject to a rabbinic debate, a debate, tanoihi. The title in the braisa, kipa. Kipa means an opening that's a shar hamodi, an opening that's round. It's machloikis. Rabbi Meir mechayev mezuzah v'chacham poitrim. V'shavni, both agree, she'im yesh b'raglecha asara shechayeves b'mezuzah. Everyone, though, does agree that if it has 10 tefachim tall, in other words, this that we have discussed, a shar hamodi, and a shar that's a kippah, it means where the arch begins to turn in to become circular before it reaches a height of 10 tefachim. So before you reach the height of 10 tefachim, you already begin to form the dome. Then everyone will agree that it's going to, that's where there's a machlokes tanoim. But let's say before the arch, the shar begins to form a dome, you already go up 10 tefachim. Everyone will then agree that it's going to be good. Nachmos, the kli amarim begove basar basar amar baya. Amar baya. Over here we clarify what exactly Shahmadi. It means the arch begins when it's less than 10 tefachim. Next, Amar Bavai says, everyone agrees. There is no dispute if the height of the arch when it reaches its peak is 10 tefachim, and the ein b'raglecha shloisha already begins to arch in after 3 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim. Sorry, the ein b'raglecha shloisha v'lav klom hi. There is no disagreement. Inami yesh b'raglecha shloisha, but the eino givoyha asara. The arch does not ever reach one place where it's going to be 10 tefachim at all. Also, v'loiklum. Where then is machlekes l'nechluku ella b'gavoya asara? It does reach the height of 10. The yesh b'raglecha shloisha, and before it begins to arch in, it reaches a height, a vertical height of 3. Shloisha v'ein b'raglecha arba. The yesh is another condition, and this is enclosed in a wall, and now we can do choikekin. We can make believe that we're going to chisel away all of the excess to go up 10 tefachim and across to make it into a mechitza. There's the room to make chaykekin. Okay, and that's what it says over here, and that's what that's the machlokes. The yesh
famous chaykekin.
The barvusta sugya. Wow, how do you know everything? You know everything. One second, I don't know what to do. I can't keep my eyes open. I have to do something. Can't keep my eyes open. I don't know.
Okay, go outside and get a little fresh air. I'll get the fresh air.
I just did something
I'll hold on. Go outside.
I just did something right now. Maybe it'll make a difference. I just did something right now. Give me 10 seconds. Maybe it should have an effect. I don't know what's going on here.
Go outside and get some fresh air, my friend.
All right, I'll be back in 30 seconds. Don't go away.
Thank you.
water.
All right, let's try again now. Weiter, thank you very much, Tzadik. Tarabon, Tarabon, okay, is live with Machlokes above me, Mermis of Hokal Hashlem, Rabon and Savi, Ain Hoikikin Lahashlem next. Tarabon, Basak Nesses, base Hoisha, a Basak Nesses, and a base Hoisha. What does it mean, a bias that is Shaykh to Nisha? Ubase Hashu Tafin, and let's say you have a partnership. Chayeves Bimizuza, Ferret Mar Pshit, of course, the Chayeves Mizuza. The Gemara says, Mahu the same, it says, must be Secha, Voloi Beisa. May Beisecha means you the Baal Bais, you the husband. But if you have a special Bais miyuchot for an Isha, maybe it's Potter. Kamash Mulan, no, Yechayef. Nachamal Beisecha, Voloi Botehem. You may be misled to believe Beisecha, Voloi Botehem. Kamash Mulan, Yechayef. In fact, the Gemara Veim Hochinami, Amakro, Laman Yibu Yimechem Vevinechem, Hani Boy Chayef, Hani Loi Boy Chayef, this is the Barhus the Gemara. The bias of Nishat Chayivim is because could you possibly make a mistake for one moment to think that they're going to be potter? Only men need to live, not women. How could that possibly be? So of course the Chayivim is also. Ella affecting my Ella Beisecha Lomeli. Why then? Let's say Beisecha. The Gemara says, Kedarava, Demarava, Derech Biyascha, to teach you, the reason why he says what Beisecha teaches, the music goes on the right side. On the right side, on the left, Derech Biyascha, Chiyokar Ish, Kare Dimino Okar Bereish. When a person picks up his foot, he picks up his right foot first. The male is teaching, you go into the bias, you go, you put the mezuzah on the right side. So there's a whole shayla in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you're a lefty? Let's say you're a lefty. So a lefty, L'cha'oira, puts his left foot first. The same way a lefty, his left hand is stronger, so too his left foot is stronger. When he walks, he puts his left foot first. So maybe you should argue that a lefty should put the mezuzah on the left side. So, Enochinami, there are shitas in the Rishonim who are of the opinion of the bias that it's miyuchot for a lefty, he should put the mezuzah on the left side because that's called Derech Biyascha for him. Others say that if he has a family, you go boss of the majority of the family. If most people in the family are righties, then do on the right, even though you may be the Baal HaBos and you are a lefty, you have to follow the majority. The majority has a righties, you put on the right side. Others take note that if you do a survey, if you do a study, put video cameras and you watch lefties walk, you'll notice most lefties put their right foot first. Even though they write with their left hand, they play baseball with their left hand, they play basketball with their right hand, everything they do is with their left hand, yet when they walk the same way everyone else walks, they put their right foot first. So in the male, it's pretty universal that a person puts his right foot first, even if you're a lefty. For some reason, the koyach of the legs is not the same like the arms. It seems that when it comes to the arms, there's a certain koyach that goes to one hand more than the other. But the feet, not. The feet, it seems, is a universal that the feet is more of a leaning to the right than there is to the left. Someone told me another pshat, and that as you look at animals have a tendency always to turn to the right. And it's not because they're righties or they're lefties. It's a certain part of the brain that, for some reason, when they move, and they're not paying attention where they're looking, they just wander. They have a tendency to turn to the right. Why is that so? I do not know. And since we have a principle, Umoisar Adam Mina Behema Oyin, Oyin is Aleph Yud Nun, Yedia,
Amira,
Yedia, and what's and those Nun?
The Shama.
And the Shama. Okay, that's the Drush. But the Parshat is there's no difference between man and animal. If animals have a tendency to veer to the right, it is the Zelbazach. Men have a tendency to gear to the right. Vayit, next word. Tanan b'rayis, tanan ilan nun b'rayis. Beis haknesses. Ubeis hashu tofin. Ubeis ho isha. Betamen ben goyim. Pshit, of course. Why would they be any different? The more answer, mahu the same. Ubo asher lo habayis. Loi v'loi lo. Loi v'loi lohen. Kamash mulan. Frank the gemar v'im hachinami. Amakra. Beveis eretz achuz aschem. It says anywhere. Anywhere you live, Ella, Loi, Lomeli. The Gemara says, "Shem Yachid Beis Dadafka Demi Shem Yachid Beis Loi." She'ena Roitzel Hashil Kela V'Yomer V'Amar Dafka to a person. Lomeli, the Gemara says, "Mi Shem Yachid Beis Loi," meaning she'ena Roitzel Hashil Kela. He says to a person, "It's a drush." So it's a drusha. It's Musa. You don't want to lend your utensils to someone else. The oimer, and you say to the other person, "Shein lo yulah." You say, "Shein lo." What happens? Hakadosh Baruch Hu mefar simoy is mefarsim is mevaze kishe mefane es beisoy. He is mefane his bias. Now, when the coin's about to come in, mitam the bias, so you take all of your kale, you put them in the street. And who happens to be walking down the street the moment when you take all your kelim outside the house before the coin comes? The fellow who wanted to borrow the hammer. And you told him, you don't have the hammer. And now, look at that, I have the hammer. You're embarrassed. Kishrafan is beisoy, parat lamashal kelim lachedim. But a person that's a generous person, and you lend your kelim to other people, this other fellow will not suffer the fate of having negate saras. Next piece of Gemara. Ubeis hakneses, frek the Gemara. Ubeis hakneses, mitam ben goyim. You sing over here. Ubeis eretz achuz aschem, coming to marbi even achuz aschem, even the ubeis hakneses. Is that really so? That ubeis hakneses can mitam ben goyim. For your title of the brayso, yochel. I think you both can see the body midrashos mitam ben goyim. Tamulam is well bashal lo ashla bayis. Yatzel Hashem yochel demuloi. Ubeis hakneses is not miyuch to a person. It belongs to the tzibur. How could it be the negoyim? The Gemara is like kasha chaker meiru chaker abonis machlekes tanoyim. The Tanya. Beis HaKnesses sheyesh lo beis dira lechatan HaKnesses chayev is going to be chayev b'mezuzah. V'shein bo beis dira l'rabi meir. Oh, let's say there is no beis dira. It's a stam beis HaKnesses like today no one was there. So then the halach is machlokes. Rabi is mechayev. Why? Because you don't need to buy some yucholoi. Recham poitrin. So it's machlokes tanoim. V'boi seima ha v'ha rabbanon. Be'etzem everyone like banon v'lo v'lo kasha ha. The isbe beis dira v'ha the lesle beis dira. That's it. One v'boy seima chavuchad the last day days to. There is no days to. What's the place? V'cha is dikrachim, and aha dikfarim. What's the chibbutim dikrachim? So Rashi says dikrachim shumakim shvakim or miskavtim shemukamulus harbe. The he asula kol chol spal ve'ein bolabalim yuchadim. But the kvarim of the villages kol bol of nikanim v'him who kibes hashutafim. All of the owners are noticeable and it's like a base hashutafim. It's a mordik avart. If you have a shul that has members, right? You have a shul. If you have a shul, and the shul has members, so then you can identify who is the owner of the shul because no one else comes to shul but the members. But if you have a shul that is a public thoroughfare, everyone comes into the shul, so then it's not noticeable who is the owner of the shul because people come from all over the world. They come to the shul. So therefore, if you have such a shul that is visited by everyone all over the world, it's in a very public place. Then it's not noticeable who the Baalim are. Then that's not called the Beis HaShutafim. And it's not Miyuchad Loi. It's too public. That type of Beis HaKnesses is not Shaykh to become a Negat Saras. But if you have a Beis HaKnesses, and even though it's owned by the Tzibur, but the Tzibur is a Tzibur in a remote location where it's you can identify who are the owners, then it becomes like a Beis HaShutafim, and a Beis HaShutafim is Chayiv in the Goim. Next Gemara. The Krochim. The Gemara now, Ixakasha, really? Are you really telling me over here that the Krachim, if you have a Beis HaKnesses in a Krach, in a place where so many people frequent, So many people enter, and it's not noticeable who the owners are. You're going to really tell me that the halacha is going through? There's not time in the garden. But time in the bar, shachuz aschem, time in the garden. Ve'in Yerushalayim time in the garden. It says actually achuzza only singular, not Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim was not nischalka l'shvatim. It doesn't belong to anyone. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shemati elu makom from Mikdash Bilvat. The only time that I learned about it is only the Mikdash itself. Why? The Gemara makes a dig now. How about taking this? Why? So the machlekes over here, with regard to Yerushalayim. There's machlekes regarding is it shaykh for there to be, is there shaykh to be nigei batim in the entire Yerushalayim? Because according to one man, the Yomar Yerushalayim was not neschalik l'shvatim. According to the other man, the Yomar Yerushalayim was neschalik l'shvatim. But everyone agrees that the Beis HaMikdash is not called Achuz Gaschem. It's not Neschad Eblo, that's public property, belongs to the Gans Klal Yisrael. So everyone agrees that it's not Shach with the Nega when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. The Machlaikis is going to be the Nega when it comes to Yerushalayim. But the one who wants to make a Diyuk. The only time we have a potential for Hetayim, for exceptions, when it comes to either the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim. But when it comes to Stam Beis HaKnesses, the Stam Beis HaKnesses is Shaykh in the Gom no matter what. According to all opinions, even though you have a Beis HaKnesses, that's like a krach, which everyone comes to, it's still mashed, it's going to be in the goyim. So the Gemara says, I'll answer you. No. When it says over here, when it says Mokam Mikdash, does not mean the Beis HaKnesses, it meant that you're based in Beis, I'm sure Zev Lobel has
continued. Continue.
Okay, Beis on the Beis.
Which line?
Your days are the days. It's but Michael Livki 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines down.
Okay.
The Makom Kudush Bavat. When it says over here, the base Mikdash, it doesn't mean the base. That's not the correct gear. It means the base that's Mikudash. What's called Mikudash? Even the base Hakneses is called the Makom that is Mikudash. Next, come up. The Michael. What's the Machlok Stolian? Tanik Abasavai. When it comes to Yerushalayim. We have machlekes as Yerushalayim is in the time of Goyim. Tanakam Sava Yerushalayim loy nischalka l'shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim. This is machlekes as Yerushalayim was in nischalka l'shvatim. Yes or no? This is the
machlekes.
You're based on Aleph.
I'm sorry.
Right. This machlekes of Yerushalayim was in nischalka l'shvatim. That's totally another machlekes. The time of the Brisa, the Chalak of Yehuda, Har Habayis, this the Bavustu Gemara. What was the Chalak of Yehuda? The place of Yerushalayim was on the boundary between Yehuda and Binyamin. So, what part of Yerushalayim was in the Chalak of Yehuda? So it says the Har Habayis, and the Azorois, the Ezras Noshim and the Ezras Kohanim and the Ezras Yisrael, the Azorois. Umeyachoy Bechalak of Binyamin. Ulam is. Ulam going the other direction. The Ulam is the other going the other direction, and the Heichel will base Kotsh Yakudashim. Uritsua Haisa Yitzes Michalka Shal Yehuda, the Nichnes, the Halka Shal Binyamin, Ubo Hoya Hamizbech Banui. The Mizbech.
Which Mizbech?
Has the Chitzon, the Mizbech Achitzon, the Mizbech Achitzon. There was a Ritsua that went out of the area of the chelik of Yehuda, and it was nechneses lechelik l'shel Binyamin, ubo hoya mizbech banuy, Binyamin atzadik hoya mitzta'er olecha levalo mikol b'chol yoyim. Shenemar,
what does bala mean?
To swallow it up. So the mizbech.
What do you mean he swallowed up?
The mizbech was built. The mizbech was built in the chelik of Yehuda. The mizbech was built on the chelik of Yehuda, and Binyamin was very disturbed. Binyamin wanted very much that the mizbech should be built on his portion.
Forgive me. What's the lashon mistarel lebalo b'chol
yom? He wanted to swallow it up. He wanted to absorb you. Binyamin wanted that the mizbech.
Oh, I got it. Should be
built on his chelik. He wanted therefore because he wanted so much that he should be able that he should have that it should be built. Lefichach zocha Binyamin atzadik v'naasa ush bizchon legvura. He became the host. Shenemar ubein kisefav shochena. The Gemara over here is saying a lot of
things over
here.
Here
that it was not yet decided. It seems over here that the
koyim. Oh, it means the aron.
Right. It was not yet decided on whose chelik the aron will be built. All it says was that the Yerushalayim part of it was in the chelik of Yehuda, part was the chelik of Binyamin, and even the lishka.
Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash?
Both.
Okay.
Which direction? In which direction? The
only
direction.
Sorry. Yeah.
And the place of meaning was in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash itself, part of the Beis Hamikdash was built like Yehuda, Paulus, and Binyamin.
You said they were so close to each other, Yehuda and Binyamin?
That's the boundary. The boundary. They have some, have pictures, some of the good ones. They actually have pictures, exactly, showing you the whole thing. And it was not yet decided as to, it was not yet decided where the, where the, where the, on whose chelik, who would get the chelik of the Kodesh HaKadosh, because Binyamin HaTzadik has so much tzar, and he wanted it so, so much, and he should have the, he have the schus, that the Mizbech HaChitzon should be built on his chelik, and Hashem denied it to him, but Hashem compensated by giving Binyamin the chelik of the Kodesh HaKadosh.
You know why? Binyamin was one of the four people that died by Itav Shanachash.
Right. What else about Binyamin?
Yeah, is that
Binyamin
true?
Binyamin was the only one of the Shvatim that did not participate in the
Chelik
Leisef.
Exactly.
And Binyamin was the only Shevet that was born in Eretz Yisrael.
Correct.
So Binyamin has a lot going for him. No Mechiras Yosef. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. What else? What else? There was another thing that he had. I forgot another thing. And male, that's why Binyamin is zeich that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Torah, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is built in his chelik.
Okay.
The other time, according to this man, comes that the Yerushalayim was divided between Yehudim and Yamin. We had a whole long drasha and telling us over here that the Yerushalayim was divided, was on the boundary between Yehudim, and part of Yerushalayim belonged to Yehudim, part belonged to Binyamin. And the other time, says no. The high Tannis of Yerushalayim loin is chalko l'shvatim. It was not divided l'shvatim. It was not divided l'shvatim.
And who did it? And who did it?
It belonged to nobody. It belonged to the tzibor, the ganz klal Yisrael. L'may nafkamina, you cannot charge rent. If you live, you have a house. Can you imagine that you go to a house in the old city and you tell someone, excuse me, I'm here for Chag HaPesach, for Yom Tov. I need a place to stay. It's this is not your trespassing. It's no more yours than it is mine.
So and you're telling me these locations of Yehuda, you're telling me they had to
machlekes.
Pay?
It's machlekes. No,
no, the one that was divided up.
Yes. According to the Mandel that says there was nischalka l'shvat, and then this legal ownership. This is a fundamental thing. Is there legal ownership in the city of Yerushalayim? According to one Mandel, the answer is yes.
Yeah, but not these mekaymes inside Yerushalayim. It's not shy.
That's part of the avoda. Gansa Yerushalayim. The whole Yerushalayim, this was the boundary, the place where they met in the middle was in the Beis HaMikdash.
No, but he had the Azara there. You mean, this wasn't a place for rent?
According to the first man, the Amar, the Azara was all the Chelik of Yehuda.
And you had to pay?
No, I mean, what do you mean you had to pay?
No, he says, L'may nafkimena.
Let's see right now. I'll tell you the Braisa. The high time of Yerushalayim, loin is chalak l'shvatim, the Tanya, here's the Braisa. Ein maskirin botim b'Yerushalayim l'fi shirim sholochen. You're not allowed to charge money. People who are oil regal and they need a place to stay, and they want to stay in the old city in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to charge rent because it's not yours. Who says this? Tanakama says this. Mm-hmm. Rebbe Lozar Bar Tzadok, he says, V'fichach div oiros kodoshim bale osh ushpizich.
Moitos he takes out.
They take them by force. Why? Because
who takes it? The
host. There was people who have karbonas, people who bring karbonas, the hide goes to the ba'olim, the hide goes to the owner of the animal. By kodshei kodoshim, the hide goes to the kohanim. By kodshim kalim, the hide of the animal, bring karbon shal nechagiga, bring karbon oila. So the hide goes to the owner, the oil is kodshei kodoshim, goes to the kohanim.
That's very precious, it's expensive.
But when it comes to, let's say, kashlamim, who gets to keep the hide? The owner of the animal. Mm-hmm. The owner of the animal, therefore the host, if you are staying in someone's house, the owner can force you to give him the leather. Bale ush be zichnin neidlin oisan mizraya. Why? Because you're doing him a favor.
Either Binyamin or Yehuda. That's what you're saying.
No. According to the Mandiyama,
I'm talking about Rav Lazar ben Tzadik.
Right, he's following the Mandiyama that says that it was not nischalik l'shvatim.
No, the Tanakama says it was nischalik.
Tanakama says it was nischalik l'shvatim.
Oh, I'm
now
sorry.
Going to high Tana. This Tana holds it was not Neschalik L'Shvatim, and therefore you can't charge rent. But just because you can't charge rent, there's an expectation that you should be generous.
This Tana is Neschalik L'Shvatim, right.
You just can't go take advantage. You just can't go knock on someone's door and say...
That's according to the Tana Kama.
No, the Tana Kama says you could charge rent. Charging rent is better than taking the
high time. It says, the high time is going to go to
the
high time. There's no name.
Loin is Chalko Lishvatim. Period. The Tanya. Like we're in the Braisa.
Right.
Braisa says, Ein maskirin botim b'Yerushalayim l'fi shayim shalohem.
And who says this?
The Tana that says that it was loin is Chalko Lishvatim.
That's the Tana Kama.
No, this is the second Tana. V'haytan. No, that was the previous piece of Gemara.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The previous Gemara was the one that says that it was Ischak L'Shvatim. Now we're going to the second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Loin Ischak L'Shvatim. The Tanya ain't maskin batim L'Shvatim. Malufi shodim Yishalohem. And to Allah. But however, Rabbi Loza says, even though it's not yours, you still have a duty. You still have a duty to be generous and to go give a gift. When you come to someone's house, you bring a bottle of wine. No, you bring flowers.
You mean even though it was learning this chalka, but he says you still
right,
have to.
You have to show. You have to be a mensch. You come to someone's house, eat a suda shabbos. So what do you bring them? You bring them peanut butter.
And according to the
Tanakam, you pay rent.
According to the Tanakam,
that says mischalka l'shabbos.
No, learn this chalka. You don't have to give anything. Then you don't have to give anything.
No, you do have to give. Let me explain. There are two things you can give. Let's say you're the Bala boss. What would you rather have? Cash or hides of an animal?
Money.
Money. Why? Rent. You come to my house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's $300 a night.
Yeah.
Okay? How much does it cost to hide of an animal?
I don't know.
$15.
Yeah. Okay.
$15. How much does it cost a bottle of wine? $15.
Okay,
give some wine. If Yerushalayim was Nischalka L'Shvatim, it was Nischalka L'Shvatim, you pay good money, rent. You pay $300 a night.
Right.
If your whole Yerushalayim was Loy Nischalka L'Shvatim, you can't charge rent.
Correct.
But you can't. Shouldn't be a para adam. If you come to a person, you should be kind and gracious. You should give the person a karas atoiv. You did me a toiv. You let me stay in your house.
I got it.
You can't charge me rent because it's not your house anymore and it's my rent. But at least you should reciprocate with some decency.
I got it.
Give the person a bottle of wine.
I got it.
In ancient times, you know what they gave? They didn't give wine. They gave the hide of the animal.
Yeah. Okay.
Of the carbon.
I'm rabbi.
An area rock.
So you're telling me he could? So even though it's Chag Yerushalayim, he could still demand, expect you to give
right.
him. Okay.
If you're not a mensch, we whip you into shape. We'll take out. We'll make sure you're a mensch. Bali, ush v'zichlan leilos amizraya. I'm an avayish shvamino oirachada. It's the proper thing to do to give a gift when you come to someone's house for Suda Shabbos. Don't forget to bring some peanut butter.
Hold on a second, but not on Shabbos, before Shabbos.
An Erev?
Yeah.
No, not because of Erev. Let's say Yom Tov.
Oh, nuts. Oh, you're seeing you're going nuts.
One second, even Yom Tov. No, I'm saying, let's say you're allowed to.
You're allowed to give a gift. Correct. You shouldn't give a gift on Yom Tov. It's a Kenyan.
Kenyan. Yeah, we're talking about, okay.
You come early, you give a gift.
Next.
Let me find out. We're not official. The Gemara says, what exactly is the gift he's supposed to give? He said, I lost the place.
He has to leave Gulfa.
Ah, Gulfa. Gulfa is a kankan. A kankan.
You mean, how do you call it?
A bottle.
A
wine.
Bottle, yeah.
A container.
What is machka in the?
Umashka, the hide of the animal. The hide of the animal. You give him the hide, you give him a kankan, you give him a.
So what does Rashi say here? He says shecheres. Interesting, okay.
Kankan is, gulfa is a kankan shel cheres. It is a container made out of pottery. You give him an expensive.
Mashcha arba hemishi shoychet.
You give him the letter.
What is Rashi saying? Mashcha arba hemishi.
Mashcha is the hide of the animal. Arba hemishu shoychet.
That he shechted?
Yeah, when you those days you come with some food.
Oh, okay.
You have to know the culture.
The kfarim.
Next piece of Gemara. Once I lost place over here.
The kfarim.
Oh, the kfar. Frag the Gemara. The kfarim. Me. Metama ben goyim. The Gemara. We mentioned in passing a chilik between the krochim and the kfarim. In the krochim.
Yeah, very quickly.
The krochim. A bayis is not metama. A beis hakneses. The Gemara made a chilik between a beis hakneses and the krochim. Verse a beis hakneses in the kfarim. A beis hakneses of the krochim. The Ba'olim are not Nikar. It's a public thoroughfare. People walk, come from all over the place. It's like the rest stop on the 17. The people come down in Mincha. Who's the Balabas here? No one's the Balabas. It's a Hefkevelt. So since it's not Nikar who the Balabatim are, it's not called the Beis Eretz Achuz Aschem. It's not considered to be a Mokam of. It's not defined. It's not considered to be a Birusha. In order for it to be shaykh in Nigoyim, you have to be able to identify.
We're talking about Nigoyim here.
Yes. Nigei Batim. Is there a din of nigi brought by a Beis HaKnesses? This is the Gemara, the previous
yeah,
Gemara.
Okay,
so machloikis tanoim. Is there a din of amaroim? Is machloikis one says yes, one says no?
Yeah.
And Rashi explained what's the machloikis. Is it nikor who the ba'olam are?
Yeah.
If you have a shul out of town, you walk into a young gizlo out of town, you can immediately identify who are the balabatim. These are the people who pay the bills.
Yeah.
If you walk into a shul in Borough Park, you don't know who the balabatim are because everyone just walks in off the street. So you cannot identify who the owners are. So a tanai for a bias to be shaykh in nigi batim, you have to be able to identify to some degree who are the balabatim.
What do you think
about
the kvarim?
So we mentioned a person with kvarim. There's no, there is going to be.
The
village of these are the place that are in the Hubitzfeld, out of town, far out.
Yeah.
It's a much smaller community. You can identify who the balabatim are.
Ah.
They are shaykh in the goyim. By them, you can say the nusach,
the
veis,
the other man that says a shul cannot become why? What's this?
Because it's mekudosh. Ma bayis, bayis is choil. A bayis is choil, so too, only a mokum that's choil can be have a nega. But a beis haknesses is a mokum mekudosh. It's not like the prototype.
And the other one that says it could be...
He has to make that drasha. He is marbe. From the Reis Ayis, Achuzas Chem is marbe.
But you just said that... You said mekudosh is number... You said because it's not nicker. Okay.
Nice. 2 years. That's all the money.
Okay. Right.